Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Welcome to the bracket, episode 31. Today we are doing the bracket of bracket winners. And just to give you a note, we're not doing all 31 bracket winners involved in this. I narrowed it down to 16 because a lot of the ones towards the bottom are like, it's not as fun to debate like workplace training versus round Gary. It's just like not a competition.
It's not even
close. So what metrics are we using to decide the winner?
My own personal opinion was just like whichever one we had more fun with, I guess. So like,
I'm picturing these two things battling to the death.
To the death.
Yeah, you could do that too. Some of these are like more conceptual, so it'll be more difficult to do. But we have a very interesting.
What about what's more consequential? What's impactful?
So they're all kind of different because like least consequential thing, like you can't rate something based on that and then also rate like round Gary from whatever it is that was from. Like they're all based on
what is a better champion of its respective field.
Yeah, you could do that. I think that's a good way to grade it. In addition to that, we also have a very incredible chain game. But before we get to that, let's hear from our first sponsor, BetterHelp.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Relationships take work. A lot of us, you know, will drop anything to go help someone that we care about. And, you know, we go out of our way to treat other people well. But we don't often, like, take the moment to, you know, take care of ourselves. You know, I've been going to therapy for a long time. It helps out with, like, basically every facet of my day-to-day life, you know, helping me deal with whatever issues I have, but also help, like, you know, how to be able to talk to other people about it as well. And just, you know, just feels good getting stuff off your chest. And, you know, this month, BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to take care of your most important relationship, the one you have with yourself. It's just like going to a regular doctor, making time for, you know, going to get a haircut, hitting the gym, whatever. You need to put effort into yourself. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/lights. That's BetterHelp.com/lights.
Thanks to BetterHelp, let's run straight into our bracket. First up, we have the 12 seed versus the 5 seed. The 12 seed is getting too high off an edible from worst situation. Coley's probably one of his number one picks. I think that's definitely was your pick, right? I think in that bracket.
I would imagine so. Yeah, that seems like a thing I would submit.
That's going up against the number 5 seed, a very recent one. And also, I think one of my favorite ones overall, cigarette butt sex.
Ooh.
Cigarette butt sex from Best Athlete Names.
You were on that episode.
No, I was not.
Yes, you were. Best Athlete Names.
Big T?
I was not on it.
You were sitting right next to me. It was Big T.
No, I wasn't.
No, he
might have missed it.
Yeah.
I think he got too high off an edible.
He got too high off an edible.
Yeah, so cigarette butt sex. We did Best Athlete Names. Big T was on.
That's just not a name.
Cigarette butt sex is very real.
1880s.
Philadelphia
Athletics.
On the Philadelphia
second
Athletics.
Baseman.
Second baseman. We had a white bio on him.
What is
very
the,
white.
Okay, where is the butt sex?
It's hyphenated name. Sex. It's yeah. B. It's still B-U-T-T, but sex was spelled differently.
Yeah. Like S-I-E-U-X.
Cigarette was spelled like almost like French-looking, too. It was like a little weird.
Is there like a butt sex county in Massachusetts?
No. This guy.
Chartlesville.
His name was Sid Garrett.
Yeah. What up? Coley, what was your blurb on him that you found? It was
Pink
like
Floyd singer.
Yeah, tried to discredit it. It's like he played
Sid Barrett
in an all white league, and he did fight to keep it that way, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, he was very segregationist as far as baseball is concerned. But
he was really open to racial outside of baseball. He was like, yes, they should be able to vote and like use everything our water fountains, but they cannot play baseball.
Because he wasn't as good as baseball. He was like a fringe player.
Exactly, yeah.
And he knew.
All-time name, though, regardless.
I thought you were talking about Brandon Walker's high school dunk contest he claimed to win.
Yeah, that was a segregated dunk contest.
All right, we're going to start off with you, Coley. Cigarette butt sex versus getting too high off an edible. Do you want to know the respective brackets again? It's worst situation versus best athlete name.
Oh, I will not be factoring that in. I think what's going to come down to me is what was funnier to me, what better times were had discussing these things. And despite submitting, getting too high off of an edible, it stinks. Like, it's not a fun thing. I don't want to keep talking about it. I never want to think about it again. Cigarette butt sex, I'll think about the rest of my life fondly.
Yeah.
So I'm putting that through.
So that's one for cigarette butt sex. Owen.
I'll go cigarette butt sex as well. Not a fan of getting too high off an edible.
It is bad.
Cigarette butt sex in UK slang could be a fag fanny play.
That's true.
Don't bleep it. It was okay in the context. KB, cigarette butt sex versus too high off an edible.
If I may speak out of turn, KB, unlock your phone. You Googled cigarette butt sex, didn't you?
I see an old baseball player.
It's not even weird.
You just happen to be looking up Satchel Paige.
First off, his real name is Jefferson, which is almost funnier. Jefferson butt sex, like a starship offshoot.
Did you look up my blog that I did about cigarette butt sex?
I Googled cigarette butt sex to confirm that's a real name.
I think
Jefferson cigarettes the nickname, but sex is the last name.
It's still the last.
That wins. If there was if that was the beginning of the ancestry, was butt sex, was like the real name without considering what that was.
He looked up my blog that I did to promote the bracket, which is why isn't Jefferson cigarette
up your
butt sex in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
What did you?
It was your blog. Yeah. Reddit.
My own blog.
On his Baseball Reference page.
He's on Baseball Reference.
Okay, so who are you going to take, KB? Cigarette butt sex or too often edible?
If your last name was Butt, would you date a girl whose last name was Sex just for
what
chance?
I know someone whose last name is Kiss, and they married someone last name Butt, so it was literally the Butt Kiss wedding.
Butt Kiss wedding.
Yeah.
Like Dick Butt Kiss.
Yes.
That's how that came to be. I don't know. That was actually on the best athlete name bracket, too.
Even if it was Jefferson Butt Sex, that wins.
Yep. Another one for cigarette butt sex. Tommy?
Yeah, so what I'm imagining here for this battle is cigarette butt sex getting too high off an edible, and two wins, the edible or cigarette butt sex. I think cigarette butt sex powers through. I think that 1880s blood, he's had a lot worse in him, probably. They used to, I don't know what the fuck they used to do, but
like doing cocaine and horse tranquilizers and all that shit.
Yeah, right. There was that Pirates guy who threw a no-hitter on acid.
Yeah.
I bet cigarette butt sex was still hitting doubles to the gap, even if he was high on an edible. That power, opposite field power to right field that cigarette butt sex had was legendary. So I will go cigarette butt sex.
Nick?
Tommy could not be any more wrong. I think if it was like a edible gummy, even the idea of a gummy without THC would destroy like an 18.
Yeah. He only knew lozenges.
The lozenge was like the richest dessert you could have back then. An edible would body cigarette butt sex. It would obliterate him.
I think you're downplaying cigarette butt sex's ability.
Absolutely not. We just said he was a fringe player. He was barely cracking the lineup. I'm going too much.
Too high of an edible?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Jay, cigarette butt sex?
CBS for sure.
CBS, without a doubt.
Hey, you're quiet.
Well, so we should explain. Stephen Jay is quite drunk right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some exploits in the act. What exactly happened?
It was a KB's wild day where KB, we spun a wheel and he made KB's death juice. Not at all like Tucker Max's.
Tucker Max used lemon lime.
He was in complete control of the proportions of the mix.
He had to answer questions and do challenges that were all Che-based. Chased. And he didn't do too well.
No.
And so he's about 8-9 shots of 151 proof deep,
which quick math, around 30 standard drinks.
Yeah, roughly around there.
And instead of being in the hospital, where are you, Che?
Sitting right here,
doing the bracket.
Doing my job.
We should definitely get him to a hospital.
I think so.
Well, before you do that.
I took one shot just to see how it tasted, and I am hammered.
Yeah, I made out with you after you took the shot, and I'm buzzed.
Yes.
So, Che, you get to vote first on one of your own
on the yak.
Your own personal picks.
Everybody's swapping spit.
Number four in our bracket is the four seed is Jack Joyce and his monster truck from Best Combos, which is an incredible combination of.
I don't think I was on for this one.
You missed this one. Shade, can you explain who Jack Joyce was?
I graduated high school 2004, so it's kind of before iPhones, camera phones. There was a camera phone, but it was very poor. Yeah. Yes, correct. And there was a fella in my high school named Jack Joyce, and he drove a legitimate monster truck to school. It was purple. The tires were bigger than me, and he parked it in standard parking where I parked my Oldsmobile Intrigue. So,
bigger than you standing up or rolled up like a tire?
Bigger than me standing up. Like, the tires were bigger than me.
Did you ever ride in the monster?
I did. No, we were not, like, friends, like, acquaintances, I guess, like, at best. Classmates, for sure. I'd say hi to him if I saw him today, for sure. But no, I don't have his number. I've never been to his house. Nothing of that. His dad was a tremendous church piano player and singer.
How did he afford a monster truck?
Yeah, I was going to say.
An organist?
I feel like that was like a volunteer thing. Like, his dad had an incredible voice and just did that at night.
That's another layer to this
story. Did you go to that church?
This is for best combinations, by the way.
Okay.
So it was Jack Joyce plus his giant monster truck. Okay. Don't even ask us how we got there. I don't remember
how that happened.
So Jack Joyce and his big-ass monster truck are going up against the 13 seed, Lena Dunham, from our worst-smelling celebrity bracket.
I mean, is it just between those two?
It's up to you first, Jay. Yep.
I mean, Jack Joyce, the monster truck. That's Lena Dunham. Get the fuck out of here.
Yep. Old bag of milk, Nick.
I feel like if Jack Joyce ran over Lena Dunham, she'd just return to her shape. I'm almost certain she
would snap right back.
Yeah, it would be recoil. It would be slow. It would just, you'd hear like her bones breaking back. She's vile and disgusting, and
it's tough to go against Jack Joyce.
I don't know. What's the band that sang Roller Coaster?
That's a KB question. I wouldn't know.
Such a roller coaster.
Jack Antonoff. I don't know how he fucked her.
Oh, fun?
No, not fun.
Is it a churches?
No, not churches.
Collective.
Honest Brothers?
No.
Luke Bryan?
He collabed with Carly Rae Jepsen.
Of course he collabed with Jepsen.
Of course, it was Jepsen.
Oh, no.
Was that the...
Bleachers.
Bleachers.
Yeah. How many bands is he in?
He's been in two men. He was in Fun, so... But this was the Bleachers song, but nonetheless, he could be in a bunch of Smash bands. He's still... dated Lena Dunham. I fault Adam Driver for even acting as if he was her boyfriend.
Who's Antonoff dating now? Is he dating like Lord or something?
Adam Driver?
No, Antonoff.
Yeah, he's dating Lord.
Jack Antonoff is engaged.
I thought Lord was an ethereal being.
Yeah. No, wait, it's Margaret Qualley.
Lord's an idea.
Oh, Margaret Qualley.
Lord's always been an idea, a concept.
So you're going
to Antonoff did date her. Don't get that wrong. But no, he's engaged somebody else. And he's like a very thick, bespectacled dork. And I'm still like disappointed in him for getting pussy. So, I'm going Jack Joyce.
Wait, is Adam Driver handsome and or sexy?
He's tall, ripped, relatively handsome.
Oh, Gooch with a strong no.
Tommy?
Girls
are attracted to strong features regardless of they are conventionally attractive.
He's got a big old honker.
He's got a big nose. Really big nose.
I think
painful.
He's very ugly.
But he's got a vibe to him. He's got something that...
He's got a sexy vibe. Deep voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
He's tall, famous.
Long hair. Mm-hmm. In a Star Wars movie. A couple of them.
And he tossed Lana around like pizza dough and girls.
Sure did.
Yeah, he was throwing her around. She wouldn't flatten out, tries to fight.
It was always a calzone.
All right, Tommy. Jack Joyce or Lena Dunham?
I mean, again, I don't know how we're basing this off. Like, Lena Dunham is smelly, she's worse smelling than as good of a combo as Jack Joyce and his monster truck are, if that makes sense. Yeah. Lena Dunham's smelliness is... maybe the strongest thing in the world, but I just can't stand to see her move on in a bracket and for people to think that somehow we're pro Lena Dunham. So I'll be voting for Jack Joyce and his monster truck.
Three for Jack Joyce, KB.
Oh, withhold integrity. I do think that Lena Dunham comes across as a smellier person than Jack Joyce comes across as a perfect fit for his
best combination. Truck. Best combination.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's Lena Dunham.
Another one for Lena Dunham. Dissenting vote. Owen.
Lena Dunham.
Ooh.
Sure. I think we have a lot more to talk about with Lena than your high school friend.
Pussy.
Or Oakland.
Imagine you smell her and it's like that SpongeBob scene where the fish like melt his face melts.
The fish grows nostrils just to smell.
Smell SpongeBob. Coley.
I think we're forgetting how dominant Jack Joyce was when he first popped in.
We are, yeah.
We had never heard or seen of a prospect in the bracket like Jack Joyce. Obviously, some time has passed, but it's like Derrick Rose on the Bulls.
Pre-injury.
Yeah, exactly. Like when he first came in, youngest MVP ever. That was Jack Joyce. So I'm not giving it to Lena Dunham, and her stench is like Jerry Rice. They've compiled a lot of stats over the years. Very consistent. But give me that peak. Give me that peak.
Give me
Joyce.
Calvin Johnson.
Give me peak Joyce. Yeah. I believe he was also the first bracket winner that was never on
the never bracket. Actually on the bracket at any point. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Did we ever get a picture of the car?
I do not have one.
Please don't.
So that's another reason I'm not voting for it. I still think you might be making it up.
No, I mean, I have confirmation for people.
Seven-foot wheels, man.
You just have to picture the times. It was 2004.
I think it was like Big Fish.
2003, 2004.
Was there
had bigger tires back then.
What?
There was no, like, you said it was 2004, like everyone was driving monsters.
No. No, but camera phones weren't prevalent. Nobody had a camera phone that you could send pictures to.
That's fair.
Did he win like best car in the yearbook or something?
I think that was just on the beginning of superlatives being phased out due to
people
PC
making
reasons.
Fun of people.
Wait, what?
Yeah, my great guy got phased out.
You guys have superlatives either.
We only lost one superlative. It was most well-rounded because we gave that to the most overweight person.
No, you guys gave it to the most overweight girl, right?
It was Gary, I believe, right? Yeah. Gary.
But he won most well-rounded.
Should have been Gary. Okay, so either way, Jack Joyce is going to move on. Next up, we have the number 8 seed versus the 9 seed. The 8 seed, one of Tommy's favorites, Unfuckable from Best Insult.
Oh, yeah.
And that is going up against the number 9 seed, drafting a running back in round 1 from Worst Trends.
Jesus.
Which, again, that was such a dominant performance by drafting running back. Like, none of us were ever in any point, like, just even considering a different trend for to be the winner of that. So, Coley, you go first. Drafting a running back in the first round or Unfuckable?
Unfuckable is devastating.
Rudy just walked by.
Yeah, Rudy just walked by. I like how we're making Tommy relive this twice, because even when we were doing it that first time, he's like, none of you even like said it was wrong. You all just, none of you.
But to be fair, this was before I won a trivia competition.
Right.
And that's the thing. After people win trivia competitions, they get tons of pussy.
Yes.
Exactly. So I was going to a bar as women were throwing themselves at me.
Ken Jennings has AIDS.
You got called unfuckable because of the trivia contest. Like that. So him
right, but before I won, it was before it was just first day I put the hat on, and then I made the hat my bitch. I was so fuckable in it.
Right, Unfuckable arguably pushed you over the top to win that tournament MVP.
Motivation.
I think he just realized that like there's no reason to try to be good looking for women if you're unfuckable. So he just focused his brain fully. Trivia.
Right. I won't win them over with how I look in a hat, but I can win them over with my knowledge of Barry Goldwater losing
fucking
60 presidential election.
Bitch.
You can recover. My 64. Point is, you can recover from being called unfuckable. You're setting your franchise back decades by drafting a running back in the first round. I'm picking that.
You're also, if you're a GM who drafts a running back in the first round, you become unfuckable. Girls are like, oh, that's the guy who drafted Saquon.
Oh, whoa. Les Snead is so fuckable.
Yeah. Gettleman is like, he has the biggest fupa I think I'd ever seen.
Oh, Gettleman is unfuckable.
It's disgusting. Oh, and drafting running back in round one are unfuckable.
Unfuckable, for sure.
It is. Do you like Coley's argument, though? Because Tommy did recover.
As a team, won a Super Bowl drafting a running back.
That's impossible to measure whether
I wouldn't say Tommy recovered. I would say you rebranded.
Right. I made Unfuckable my brand.
Yeah. It was good for you. I mean, you're on the show now. This is great. You're hilarious. But you're still Unfuckable.
Oh, and I like.
I wouldn't say.
I think you're really funny. Good friend.
The Rams won a Super Bowl after they got rid of Todd Gurley.
That's true.
He retired.
Patriots won the Super Bowl with Sony Michel. He went to Atlanta. He was their second first-round pick that year. I think that mattered.
He went to Atlanta first.
You're right, he did, but they went to that Super Bowl. He was already out of the league when.
I'm saying they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Bonus, I would like to stop hearing about the draft, so I will vote for unfuckable as well.
There.
Kyle?
Kyle.
Talk to me about the 2013
unfuckable
draft.
Unfuckable versus drafting running backs in the first round.
Fuck.
He's thinking about those running backs.
He's just looking at drafts.
Fuck it.
Is that the difference between a running back and a fullback?
You haven't recovered.
No?
No. You can pretend like you're making it your brand. It's like that last Comic Standing guy who made all of his bits about his muscular dystrophy.
Josh Blue.
Josh Blue.
Mantis?
You're comparing his fucking physical appearance to muscular dystrophy.
At the end of the day, Josh Blue would have traded his crown at that competition. He wouldn't have traded.
He would have.
He would have for the
to get rid of the
proper usage of his limbs.
I would not trade my unfuckability to give up
for fuckability. That's an easy ass trade.
What? No, if my options were being a trivia MVP who's unfuckable, or being bad at trivia, and fuckable, I'm staying
Tommy,
unfuckable.
No.
Or would you rather have the second pick in the 2018 first round again?
I would love to read
unfuckable. We got to punt through.
Unfuckable.
We got to punt through.
It's my vote.
Look, a lot of good points have been made. But Kendrack, can you please give me that hat?
This one?
Oh, Jesus.
Don't do
this. Oh, no.
Don't deeper hole. Don't do this.
My hat size is so much bigger than his, too, so it makes it even worse.
Oh. Up close to a camera.
Oh, my God. Which one is it? No, no, it's
nope.
The other.
Oh, he can't even.
Right. Oh, other camera to the right.
Oh,
to the right.
Dude.
Turn to the profile.
A small boy in a short
Oh, it's disgusting.
Gummo.
Tommy gets it looks like gummo. You look like you should be eating spaghetti in a bathtub.
Ow! I should scrape my nipple on the mic.
That was the most unfuckable.
Oh, yeah, that's
gotta be unfuckable.
I've never seen a sip look
so unfuckable. Right,
I'm gonna move it on, but Nick, what would you vote for?
We weren't clear enough because drafting a running back in the first round of fantasy, smart.
Yeah. Smart.
Well, yeah, because you need the value from the position.
Won a championship drafting Saquon first this year. He sucked.
Mm. Cool. Mm. So
that was also pretty.
He's becoming less fuckable.
Yeah, I'm every word.
I'm going to speak for all
oh
of
my
us.
My God, his nipple's so red. Holy shit.
Researchers at MIT are calling him the least fuckable human in the Western Hemisphere.
Tommy doesn't even get pop-up ads of like finding hot singles in his area. They know. The webcam's always on.
Tommy booked a one-way flight to Epstein's Islands and they sent him back.
Sent him right back. I want to speak for the majority of us in here. If I was called unfuckable, I would kill myself before the fourth syllable. I think I can speak for almost all of us. Bullet right in my fucking brain.
Jay, do you agree?
No, dude. I mean, as the creator of the zero RB strategy, even taking a running back in the first round in fantasy is very risky. The rate of injury is very high. So, yes, taking a running back in the first round, definitely.
What about the people that took Todd Gurley? The chance of winning their fantasy championship that year was like 82%.
Mm-hmm. Sure, yeah. But name all the other first round running backs that year. Very low.
Sure. But I'm just saying, if you know there's a player and he's in the running back position, you could win a championship with him. Come on.
No, sorry. Too risky.
Wait until after the free agent pops out. Okay, now we are up to the 1 seed versus the 16 seed. I think you all know who the 1 seed is.
Yes. The boy.
Round Gary's number 1 seed.
RG?
But we have a 16 seed. The 16 seed chain game is, instead of it being other options, it's essentially Che moments. Where it's gonna be a Che moment is going to go up against Round Gary. So I'll let you all vote on it. You get to start first, Che. First, we have... Stephen Shea being bricked up at all hours of the day.
Sure.
Steve Shea not knowing
how school,
the...
In high school.
Steve Shea...
He said more than one plus a period.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
At least. I don't know how you guys were
like
not.
Like every period? That's what he's saying.
There's not gym class because you're like moving around, but like, yes, every period outside of gym class where you're active, yes.
Lunch?
Yes.
Why specifically lunch?
Dude, so many girls in the cafeteria. Yes.
Dude.
Girls at my table.
You're saying this stuff so confidently.
Yeah.
Because I got boners all the time when they were around. Yes.
That's strange.
Did it affect
to stare at strangers and get physically erect multiple times a period for 4 years is strange.
When you're like a 15-year-old virgin, no.
We were all that.
Did it affect your wardrobe?
Hey, I was fucking at 11.
You're getting fucked by 11.
Jay, did your boners affect your wardrobe?
No, I think I wore.
Were you a tucker?
I wore jeans. Yeah, I would tuck. I tuck them in the waistband all the time. Yeah. Mesh shorts, cargo shorts, jeans.
Or horizontal
mesh shorts.
Stripes.
That is the
horizontal
shorts
stripes to
no, no, no. Mesh shorts are the easiest conceal because you can just tuck into the waistband.
But all right.
Very
yeah, move on, please.
After that, we have Steve J not knowing how the news works.
Are
there Adam Schefters for?
Is there an Adam Schefter for the news? Just the news. Steve J not knowing what a circle is.
That's it.
As well as his Rorschach test for circular things. What came to mind is a dog's belly.
Dog's belly, shape of a fishing rod. A fishing rod when
fishing,
he catches fish.
Yeah, fishing
it's
rod.
It's anything that doesn't have
football
a 90-degree angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, football helmet. And there was a few more, wasn't there?
A dog's belly.
Dog's belly was the
dog's
big
dog's belly is pure Che.
There was a cat word as well. Che.
Dog's belly when you pet
cat's
it.
Back, cat's
oh, yes, it was when you pet
dog's
it.
Dog's belly.
Yeah, when you get ready to pet it.
A cat, yeah, cat's back when you go to pet it, and it gets, like, arched, which is...
I still contest that the fishing line...
That's
a super exciting moment.
It's not a circle.
It's
not a circle at all.
A circle has to be.
It's circular because.
No.
Also,
circle.
Also, it was things. It wasn't moments.
Is the letter J a circle?
It's as
the bottom part of it is circular.
No.
It's round.
Anything with a curve. After that, we have Steve J being a fan of Jared Leto's Joker.
I was out for this one.
Me too.
A big fan of Jared Leto's Joker. Had to stop and think.
In the
better.
Regular Suicide Squad, not whatever.
Abysmal
the
movie.
Yeah. But he knows he was
very,
wasn't
very
as
bad
Ledger,
movie.
But it was.
Cool. It wasn't as good as Ledger for sure. But I think he was good. I liked his Joker in that he was only in the movie like 10 or 15 minutes.
It's like the grill and the damaged.
Yes.
Tattoo.
Yeah, I thought he was very good.
After that, we have one which might be my favorite after the not knowing where a circle is, which is using the flashlight app on his phone.
Oh,
I forgot about that one.
Jesus,
I forgot about
it too. This is tough.
I've since used the yes. I guess, default one that comes with your phone.
Yes.
Pretty nice.
Have you learned how to screen record, too?
Yeah,
Ken Jack showed me how to do it once. I've forgotten. Generally, process. I can probably try and figure it out.
Okay, well, these are still getting pretty good. Using Liz to get out of jury duty, which I forgot about.
What was this?
Oh, I didn't hear this.
He went to it was a hit and run that he got called to jury duty for, and he said one of his close coworkers was hit by a car. And he would be biased.
Yeah.
If...
That this is a top dog.
No joke. After
I was
that,
excused.
We spent like 30 minutes making fun of Liz for getting hit by a car after that.
Oh, yeah,
it was so
good. I could do that. Yeah. Always a treat. Always a treat.
It was so
always a crowd pleaser.
It always is. There's so many jokes you could make.
Playing the hits.
I just like Liz got pulverized by a moving vehicle. Yeah.
He was asking for it, walking around with all that wine.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so fucking funny.
Walking while under the influence.
Yeah, she was fucked up.
Steve Chase singing Justin Bieber, if you want to hit it one more time.
Justin Bieber.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, man.
Jesus. Somebody identified in the comments where that's from. It is from...
it's from something, yes. We figured that out after.
Yes.
It's from like his Sway freestyle, which
yes.
makes it so much worse.
Yes.
Sway
worse.
Whose freestyle? Justin's
Justin
himself?
Was, yeah.
He did it on
say
some
it in
like,
that
radio
cadence?
Station,
yeah.
Justin
yes.
Bieber.
Exactly
yes, he did.
It's good.
Like Ken Jack said, Justin Bieber, and Che just interrupted with that.
Yes.
He said every time somebody says that, you have
Justin
to
Bieber.
It's a fucking reference. Steve Che using Tinder to find a MILF and failing.
Oh, and then
the ultimate low point.
And then
of
emailing
my life.
Tinder that there was a problem.
There was a
yes.
problem.
Yes,
that was the lowest point of my life.
That's with like that, moderately relatable, though.
No, but then he emailed Tinder and said,
yeah, "Emailed customer support."
Being desperate, I can relate to the other things. I just can't.
Stephen Jay getting yelled at and slapped by Steven Tyler in the middle of the oh,
love slapped. Yes,
that's ridiculous.
Steve Jay being constantly racist towards Asian people.
Oh yeah, they can. Mm-hmm.
I'm racist always, towards Asian
yeah,
people.
Yes,
that's a consistent
biblically.
Yes, mm-hmm.
You said they can't drive.
I mean.
Steve Chase smelling homeless people.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Catching, catching a whiff. You got to catch a whiff.
Need to get a whiff.
But I actually
you said to see how dirty they are.
I feel like
we're overstating that one.
I feel like whoever is not doing that is lying.
He brought it up like it was a relatable thing. He's like, when you're walking by and you intentionally like take a big huff. Like,
yes. Coley.
Should we skip the Cheyenne game and make this bracket?
Yeah, this is the bracket. We can think of some as we go.
We could easily do this too. Yeah, how many? I wonder how many we have.
Just it's do a full bracket of Cheyenne.
Like next week's bracket is the Stephen Cheyenne.
I mean, the fact that one of these has to go against Round Gary in the first.
Yeah,
crazy. That's what I mean. Like push through Round Gary. Can we be supposed to? And then Stephen Chase Cheyenne game gets its own bracket.
Okay, yeah. Then let's do that next week. Then. And I'll name the last one on this list, which is Steve Che almost naming his son Luigi. There's another one we forgot about.
These are really good. We should do a full bracket.
Oh, man.
Okay, so I'll sub that in then.
Yeah.
Well, because either way, I think RG's getting by the first round.
Yeah.
This is a championship match.
It is.
Yeah. Let me. Maybe we just make
this the two seed.
The thing is, if this,
how much else can we do for a full episode of just rehashing?
We do have a lot more on the list.
Well, the thing is, Round Gary could lose. Could.
I'm not ready.
Could lose.
I know. I'm ready to admit that.
A dog's belly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We could let that be the.
Pig isn't going to just waltz his way into a championship.
We could let that be the last seed. We could make it cat's bellies when you rub them as one of the. Because we were going to 16 seed as
yeah, what if we make the chain game the two seed so that these two collab in the championship?
Oh, no. Our two seed's pretty good.
What's the two?
I don't want to say because we want to get there. Work our way there. But I'll sub it in for now. I'll give you guys a choice of three things to sub it in with. Dog's bellies when you rub them, Bruce Valanche for worst smelling celebrities, or the Noogie Swirly Atomic Wedgie combo for most disrespectful moves.
Did that even win most disrespectful?
No, none of these won. So these are all extra that we needed to make into the 32.
Dog's bellies lost to Round Gary before.
We can match it up again.
They've studied the opponent.
I'm moving on Round Gary.
It's hard to beat a team twice, man.
No matter who Round Gary's opponent is, he's going on.
Okay, we can just say that. Round Gary versus literally any opponent.
Deal.
And start with you, Che.
I feel like it has to be Round Gary.
Yeah.
Round Nick? Gary, are you afraid of the dark? Round glasses?
Yeah.
I'm not ready to discount Liz getting pulverized by a vehicle as a legal loophole for getting into public service.
Yeah, that was.
I kind of think that it could be a strong seven seed.
I mean, the thing is, talking about that moment in history is one of the funnier things in the world because she was hit by a Tahoe, but that's also what the person said when he hit her.
I should also denote that I wrote that in pencil, if that makes a difference.
Oh, my God. That's so fucking bad. Okay, so Nick, Round Gary versus anything?
Well, we're discounting how round this motherfucker is.
You are.
He is so
Bristol's finest employee.
He is so round, and his name wasn't even Gary when he got hired. He took that persona as well. Mm-hmm. He's just Round Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Who's the roundest intern from this year's crop?
That's got to be Lee. It's got to be Lee, but he's not even that round.
Yeah, he's not that
parentheses.
He's like Sierra Leone.
If he was like 4 or 5 inches shorter, he'd be very round, but he's tall enough where it offsets his roundness.
He offsets his roundest. Yeah, he's oblong.
Yes.
The dog's belly, that blew my mind. That made such little sense that I was starting to be convinced that I didn't know what it was.
At least the cast forms
fucking
like an arch.
Gaslit us, basically.
Yeah.
At least a semicircle in a way. The dog's belly doesn't.
And Liz did get hit by a car.
She got obliterated by that car.
Yeah. Yeah, she really did.
The torque was so extreme it didn't flatten her. She just sprung right back up.
She became a round object.
She got flattened. She literally got flattened into like a pancake, like in a cartoon. All right.
Yeah.
So you're gonna pick Round Gary, I'm assuming.
No, I'm taking Dog's Belly.
Dog's Belly, fine in the chain.
I just hate to make this a 116. You know, like
we need to vote to see who what Cheyenne advances.
Well, are we doing?
We'll do a
college football four playoff.
Well, why don't we do a Che?
Why don't we do a chain bracket for like episode 40 or something?
Yeah, we can do like a full chain bracket later.
Moments.
That'll be fun on its own. But for Tommy,
I'll Brown Gary against whatever it's up against.
Brown Gary, KB.
Dog's belly. Dog's belly.
Dog's belly.
I was going dog's belly as well. That sent me into like a full-blown existential crisis. I didn't know if any of our minds were working the way that other people's were.
Do I not know what a dog is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, insane.
Cole?
Our chat for this entire show is the Round Gary chat.
True.
Oh, that is right.
It's the only notification I get on my phone that makes me smile. Round Gary is smiling back at me. It has nothing to do with you people.
No, he pops up on the phone.
Yeah, it's
everything to do with Round Gary. I mean, I think we can sit here and imagine Liz getting tossed into the air by Jimmy Tahoe all day.
Like a trebuchet.
And yeah, that's all well and good. The fact, what really, the differentiating for me, Stephen Jay said he wrote it down. If he was on the stand and had to say that to the lawyers, that puts it over the
that
top.
That wins.
The fact that he wrote it down, mm-hmm. that takes it down a notch.
It does.
Him. Depending on verbiage, it could be funnier.
If I could clarify, I had to write it down on a piece of paper, then I had to sidebar with the legal counsel and explain what happened, who it was, why I would be biased. Also, shout out to Liz.
Shout out to Liz.
This is solely what we're doing.
Yeah.
If only the driver did that.
Is she still working?
Yo, Liz? Mm-hmm. Liz is around.
Yes.
All right, well, shout out to Liz. I like Liz.
I do too.
What were you going to say if she wasn't?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
I still like Liz.
Oh, wait, she doesn't.
I haven't seen her in a long time.
Actually, she doesn't, yeah.
Wait, yeah, sorry, Trey, she doesn't.
Well, either way.
I enjoyed working with Liz. She was always in the show... She was in the trivia show right before the act.
She was in...
I see her very frequently. Yes.
Okay. You still hear her sometimes, yes.
Yeah.
She kind of burnt bridges on her way out, though.
I see her on the
street.
Yeah. Not
with who?
Most favorable.
Riggs. She said that doing Barstool Radio with Riggs was the worst experience of her life.
Just Riggs.
I really liked the Barstool.
Riggs just shit on Riggs, Willie, Cologne, and Ben Mintz.
Liz did?
Yeah, those are the three.
Oh, my God. I see Liz on the street every now and then. I usually swerve to try to hit her, and she gets out of the way. But
that's surprising.
Did she say anything about Ron Gary?
Disappointing.
She had nothing to say about Round Gary, I hope.
Nothing but nice things about Round Gary.
All right, before we get to the second half of the bracket, let's hear from our second sponsor, Roman. All right, let's talk about Roman. The folks over at Roman, which is an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes, the secret to longer-lasting sex. Roman Swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast-acting, but don't require a prescription, which is really nice. Roman can ship you swipes in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipes packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. They're super easy to use. Just take the swipes out of your packet, swipe them on, let it dry, and you're good to go. That's it. Go to GetRoman.com/lights to get $10 off when you choose a monthly plan. All right, thanks to Roman. Now we have on the other side of our bracket, our 11 seed from the least consequential things bracket, Coney 2012.
Oh, yeah.
Which we went in on length about. And I remember, I think at some point we thought there was like a $20 billion bounty on his head or something. Like,
yeah, it was in Nigerian shekels or something.
Yeah.
But it was still.
It was the...
We were about to like literally put together a squad and go try to hunt him down, but I'm not going there for like whatever Nigerian shekels.
It wasn't like 500 million shekels.
Yeah, and then it was not a lot of actual money.
If it was really like $30 billion, I'd be in.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. And that's going up against a maybe unbeatable and too low seeded number 6 seed from the most iconic hat bracket. Hey Arnold with the Cookie Monster flat.
So this is a powerhouse.
I have no idea what this is about.
We did a bracket of most iconic hats. We had a whole bunch, like Pharrell's, all this bullshit, Yankee hat, and all that. And the winner, it turned out being, it was a combination pick. It was Hey Arnold wearing a Cookie Monster flat brim.
So it's the size of a Hey Arnold hat.
Size.
Between his parted tiny blonde hair.
But it looks like
the Cookie Monster flat brim. Mm-hmm. And it's very funny.
It looks sick. I'm picturing in my head, it's like, wow, that guy's fucking...
We still have that screenshots or that Photoshop.
It's in that chat somewhere.
Yeah, yes. I'll find it. But in the meantime, Cole, you get to start.
Well, I'm still stuck on Stephen Che just proclaiming he would go kill Coney for the right dollar amount. And now I'm picturing what would be funnier, Liz getting demolished by a Chevy Tahoe or Stephen Che getting gunned down by 40 pounds.
Dude, if it was like $30 billion and it was like a group of us and we went and we did kill him and then we got enough money where we could like buy the Broncos.
Let's role play. I'm your wife, you're you.
Buy the Broncos.
They just got sold for like $4.5 billion. I'm just saying, oh, like, you could do that. I guess you'd. I don't really know how that works. So you'd like have to pay the players and stuff like that. But yeah. You'd have enough.
It's having
money
to mow through child soldiers. That's really the hang up.
Yeah. How many child soldiers do you think you could kill before you felt?
You're
bad
just killing the guy, right?
But I mean,
he's guarded by Todd.
Yeah. Thousands.
It's children, a trolley. Yeah. What is the
youth?
That?
Have you guys watched a Broncos game? They go in. Complete after every incomplete pass. Pretty cool.
Wow. Well, I'd kill hundreds of children.
All right, yeah, that's worth it. It's worth it.
Yeah. I mean, they're like war soldiers. So
you're asking for it.
You could justify it.
All right.
You see what they're wearing? Camo?
You're
asking for it.
Coley, you get to start. Coney 2012 or handle that cool ass Cookie Monster hat.
Yeah, I mean, it's Arnold Shortman and his Cookie Monster.
Thank
flat
you. Though. Thank you.
One for Hey Arnold. Owen.
Cookie Monster hat. It's so funny.
It's I'll see if I can, we have a Photoshop of it somewhere. I'll see if I can find it. KB.
It's just as good in your head, Tommy. Yes, it's so funny.
Good. Yeah, consequences don't imply positive.
Yeah.
I think there was an extreme negative consequence.
Guy through the movement. Made Coney.
There was consequence to the movement.
Yeah.
It's the hat.
Guy who made Coney got arrested for like public masturbation or something?
No, he got arrested, but he said it was like an art performance.
Mm. Interesting.
He was beaten off in a San Diego park.
Yeah.
Very artistic.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could Tommy see a picture, but nice. I will stick with, I'll take your word for it, and I'm picturing it in my head. And he looks awesome.
The public beating off? The public beat off?
No, Hey Arnold in his hat.
Okay.
Getting arrested for public masturbation in San Diego, being the wanker man.
Yeah.
So Hey Arnold.
All right, Nick.
Yeah, it's Hey Arnold in a Cookie Monster hat.
So fucking cool. Jay?
Definitely Hey Arnold in a Cookie Monster hat. Very funny. And the fact that you wore one, KB, at the one of the dozens that we did was very funny. if that had been a Cookie Monster hat size wise.
Oh my god, if they got you that instead of a Frankette's hat.
That'd have been good.
Damn it. What a miss. Okay, so next up we have the number 3 seed versus the 14. The 3 seed
I kind of want to remake. You know, there's the viral TikToks of we all gave our boyfriend the same swim trunks, or we all gave our boyfriend the same Cookie Monster hat. And they're all walking into restaurants like, what the fuck?
Definitely have to do that now.
Yeah, we might have to go remake that.
All right,
we all gave our boyfriends
same hat. Don't even say what type of hat it is.
Cookie the same.
They have to say it. We all gave our boyfriends the same micro Cookie Monster flat brim.
We all showed up to the Spencer's Gift wearing the same thing.
No one's excited. Like, and they're always like wearing the same shirt. They're like, oh, can you get a load of this? Like, the first guy opens it, he's like, what the fuck? And then the next guy comes in, everyone's just like, why? Where do they even still make these? What is
why is it so small? Well, can you wear it?
No. Just wearing like a fucking yarmulke on the back of my head. My head's so fucking big. All right, number 3 seed.
Maybe that hat would make me finally look fuckable.
Maybe
that's a hat that could make me fuckable.
Yeah.
Do you think you could pick up a girl in a micro Cookie Monster flat brim?
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
Because on Pickup Artist, like, they could do it. Those guys
live
could do
moss.
It. Oh, I could do it.
At like the Gathering of the Juggalos, perhaps.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's like you need to wear one of those.
Common ground.
All right, from the number 3 seed from Best M Things, Men.
Hell yeah!
Favorite winners by far. Nothing made me. No, and you can back this up. Nothing made me more pro men than that darts tournament. It was just like all dudes. We had 54 dudes going to that darts tournament, and we were just chanting, "Let's go darts." I was never more proud of men. Maybe it's just in that moment.
Yeah.
And that's going up against the number 14 seed from the worst couple was Grandpa Joe and the Other Olds, which we had a lot of fun with, if I remember correctly, because that was a very early bracket.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Oh. Grandpa Joe in that sleeping in that bed where they all shit, piss, and fuck in the same exact tiny ass like twin size bed.
Some of them were dead.
Shit, piss, fucking cum.
Shit, piss, fucking cum in that exact order. Che, you get to go first. Men versus
that's what SPF fuck. Stands for on piss, on lotion.
Piss fuck
for SPF 50. Yeah,
I SPF 18 plus only. Che,
as a Grandpa Joe in 1996 for the Washington School production of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, it's fitting that I go first. I will not be voting for that. Sorry, what was it going against?
Men.
Oh yeah. men for sure. I mean,
men play football.
Yeah, men can do anything. Men run the world, arguably.
He's pitching a perfect game.
Yeah, he is.
So men, duh.
Nick,
if you would have asked me 10 years ago, I would have been like, the men would sweep this if they could have pussies. Guess what? Can now. So I'm going,
what?
Men can have pussies.
What is your argument?
Yeah, it's like a boy pussy.
It was the one thing men were missing.
Right.
Oh.
But also, we made the point of, and I remember, KB, I think you said this, it's like women, if men didn't exist, women would become men.
Yes.
Right.
No, women have big titties
breasts. Speaking of men, who's this hunk of fucking beef?
Yes, the only reason women have tits is because men exist. That was your point, if I remember right?
It would be evolution.
Without the male race, there would be no breasts.
Yes. Correct. It's anatomically right.
It's fucking men.
That's too... Tommy just perked up.
Speaking of fucking men.
Tommy.
I mean, Grandpa Joe, at the end of the day, what is he? He's a man. Like, he's man. Only on this...
At bracket. The start of the day, he's
two men in that bed, too.
He's a man who has a man, who has a man as a son and a man as a grandson. He comes from a long line of men. We all come from a long line of men. So, man, I mean, there are some things on this bracket that can take it down, myself included. But we'll stick with men for now.
All right, KB.
What did the Charlie Factory even win? What did that win?
He won the factory.
He won the actual factory.
No, what did
that
he win?
Oh, in the
bracket did he win? What bracket did that?
It was couple? Worst couple.
Worst combo.
Worst combo.
No, it was worst couple.
All the couples, like fictional grandpa and his bedmates won?
Yeah, because we were talking about how...
They were being fun. Yeah, well, men, yeah.
Yeah.
Mercy roll.
Let's stop fucking around here. It's men.
Mm-hmm.
So, Owen and Coley, you're on the same page?
Yeah, we could just book it.
Men, moving on. All right, Cole, you get to go first in our number 10 seed.
Wait, hold on. Since we're on men, can I ask you guys a question? Be honest.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You guys have hair around your buttholes?
Yeah. Sure do.
Right?
Everyone
does, right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Getting a lot of reassurance outside of you.
Can't
guys.
Be something you haven't known. Like, how old are you?
How many guys' buttholes have I seen?
Steven, look behind you, Steven.
Like, do you think you're just I'm different.
This is an anomaly.
I don't know.
Are you hairy elsewhere? Are you overly hairy elsewhere? Lightly. Arms, chest,
lightly.
Everything.
Very lightly. Like,
how hairy is your butthole? You thought you just had a strange bush on your taint that nobody else
had? I don't
had?
Know.
How often have you look at your butthole?
You have like dingleberries and shit? Do you have like a really hairy ass?
Never.
I never looked at your butthole in the mirror. That
I have, but like, okay, very rarely. Once a decade?
So specific.
That is actually a very fair and probably accurate.
Yeah.
It's the right timetable.
Estimate is probably have seen it twice in my life.
Right.
It matches up.
You're due.
On pace for a third.
Yeah. You're due. And today might be
2026. I'm due. It's
are you guys know? You guys have not confirmed. KB and Owen, I'm pointing out.
No, hair, yeah, I do. I have hair near my ass.
Okay,
as with every adult male who has hair
that?
Other places.
No, why did you?
Because you're a human being who interacts with human beings.
Why did you think you were an outlier?
Okay.
Well, then I can ask the question. If it's so known, right?
Yeah.
You could definitely ask.
Jesus, you guys are making me feel like a freak.
Steven,
nothing to do that. I promise you.
There's a product right behind you that is designed specifically for the anatomical problem you're talking about.
Manscaped?
Dude wipes, toilet paper, yes.
What about Manscaped?
Manscaped too, yeah.
Lawnmower 4.0.
Can use that on your butthole if you really want to.
Shape butts.
Yeah.
No
people bleach buttholes. Did you know that, Steve?
I've never understood the science of that. Actually,
no
bleaching
way.
A butthole.
Yeah,
I don't know what type. I don't know
it's
what.
Not actually
compound. It's not actually bleach, but you basically turn the brown part of the butthole white or whatever color
skin
hair of it.
Not the hair. No, you're not bleaching your butthole hair.
The skin.
Bleaching
skin.
The skin of your butt. Oh,
it's the right month to ask.
Through wear and tear, the ass gets a a faint brown.
Yeah.
Girls like, who like to get fucked in theirs, bleach it.
It's like spaghetti and Tupperware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh. Very, very good.
Exactly. That's a great comparison.
You can't knock that out.
You can't.
Great comparison. Okay, so Che, you get to go first in our next group. Or sorry, Cole, you get to go next in our next grouping.
Well, what was Steven's question?
Yeah, what was your question?
If we had hair? Does anyone else have hair on
their
face?
We have hair in our butthole.
We did miss an opportunity to convince him he's the only one.
Yeah.
We do need
make
to be
him
better.
Show us.
We need to be better.
I can answer for Cole. He does. I can see him. I have a
You just single out Cole for having butthole hair?
Yes.
We all have it. I promise you.
Yeah, I'm not. This isn't like a big get. I'm like, yeah.
Breaking.
Okay, next up, Cole, you get to go first. 10 seed from the biggest weirdos bracket, Airsoft Adults, which we had a lot of fun with, the Airsoft Adults.
I wasn't on for that.
I don't think I was either.
Yeah, you might have missed someone. Tommy, you definitely weren't because it was very early. That is
episode two.
We did biggest weirdos. Airsoft Adults, I think we subbed it.
Airsoft was like Nerf guns and shit?
No.
No, like no, Airsoft like guns.
Oh, that just pissed me off.
It explains the whole thing. It's adults who do airsoft. Airsoft guns. They use airsoft guns.
Like, you know, I don't know what that
they
is.
They battle, yeah.
It's like a little plastic. It's like, imagine a BB gun.
Pellets instead of paint.
They look like very real tiny guns, and you can't
they
feel
take
it really when they hit you.
Extremely serious. Yeah. They wear all the tactical gear.
It shoots out a little plastic
pellet.
There's a lot of viral videos of catching cheaters when they're out.
They're actually funny.
They're super funny.
There's like guys who won't admit they got hit.
It's like
they get back.
They're like, you were automatic. You were on automatic. No, I wasn't.
And they hit him in the face as like payback.
Yeah, there's the one that I always love. It's like, you burnt my tag or something. This guy, he's like a full grown man, like 35 year old man. He lights up like a 12 year old kid, full automatic, 5 feet away from his face because he like burnt his clan tag or something from their airsoft grouping, which is just insanity. But they're going up against the number 7 seed, very early champion. From our best mascot bracket, Wizard of Fries. Wizard of Fries.
Tommy,
you didn't catch this, right?
He is the worst. He was a Burger King mascot for French fries
in the 70s.
Was he 80s. Robotic?
He was called the Wizard of Fries, and he's not a wizard.
He's not a wizard. He's just kind of a machine. If our Wi-Fi worked, I could show it to you.
What a horrible, horrible mascot! But
it's just like a weird sort of robot thing. The Wizard of Fries. We should sell the Wizard of Fries shirts. We got to get our way there.
It's like an astronaut kind.
Yeah, it's like a robot with shoes, and it's got fries in the cockpit. It's really, really.
One worst mascot?
This one, I think, best mascot, right? Uh-huh. We did worst mascot, I remember, because we did.
I kind of like it if we're being honest.
Yeah, the most mascot. But that's going up again against Airsoft Adults. Coley, you get to go first. Wizard of Fries versus Airsoft Adults.
I agree with Tommy. I think it was a great mascot. If it was named anything else, like Frybot or something, I think we're off to
Frybot rules.
Agreeing that this is a sick mascot.
Tommy, why do you keep saying it looks like
it was like an astronaut?
It was best mascot, by the way.
R2-D Fry.
The thing over its head on that one picture looks like an astronaut helmet.
It's like a dome, but it's like a cockpit.
They look more like Dr. Robotnik than an astronaut.
It's a mech.
Yeah, it's a bit. Yeah. It's a mech suit for a sentient fry.
Gundam,
like an astronaut.
Yeah,
I'm voting for the Wiz. I think if we had more airsoft adults, maybe a lot of societal problems would go away, or they would increase 100.
That may be it.
Yeah,
one or the other. It's. I think it's a risk we should be willing to take.
I think. Yeah.
All right, Owen. Wizard of Fries versus airsoft adults.
Airsoft adults are worse. Sort of the opposite of what Coley said. I think people choose airsoft because it's the closest to real guns, like over paintball and Nerf and stuff. And that's a weird thing to do.
Yeah,
to try and get as close as you can. So
yeah, and to wear all the tack gear too makes it even stranger. KB,
yeah, they're weirder than Wizard of Fries is bad. As
it's best mascot. It's best.
Is it? Was it best?
It's best mascot.
Still, but it's closer.
Yeah,
it wasn't worst.
It was best mascot. Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense too.
Yeah.
I couldn't. It's one
could have won either.
Yeah.
I'm a testament to the integrity of the show, where it was like it was either best or worst, and it definitely
was the winner.
The right answer for it.
I mean, I'm going Wizard of Fries. I mean, I wasn't on either of these, so it's tough to share, tough to say. But the Wizard of Fries, the logo looked cool, looked exactly like an astronaut. So I'm going to have to go with Wizard of Fries.
All right, Wizard of Fries is 3 votes. Nick,
two. What isn't it 2-2? I think
2-2.
It's 3-2. Airsoft Adults. No. Or sorry, yeah, you're right, 2-2. I put an extra one for the Wiz. Nick?
Airsoft Adults, they are Nah, fuck it. I'm wasting everybody's time. Wizard of Fries.
Wizard of Fries 3. Okay.
The Wiz.
Wiz is going to move on. This is surprising. This is very surprising, actually. I already thought that your stuff was going to move on. Wizard of Fries is now going up against the winner of our next matchup. Che, you go first. This one is going to break Coley's heart, I think. It's the number 2 seed. Getting caught sleeping with your best friend's girlfriend and then forgetting his name, which is one we definitely forgot about. Going up against
which
adult.
Won which competition?
It won.
It's disrespectful.
It was disrespectful moves.
Yeah.
And that's going up against the number 15 seed from the lamest move bracket, which is adult autograph seeking. So I know this one's going to be a tough, tough one for Coley.
Adult autograph seekers often have this happen to them.
Yes.
Their friend fucks their wife.
Well, while they're out getting signatures, their best friend is fucking
railing their wife.
Yeah.
I read their blogs, and there's a community, and they, talk about, how, Will Ferrell is the worst, and then they, describe their anecdote was, how they just, pestered him for hours.
Yes.
Just, stop.
Yeah, they're the worst. Jay?
So I've never been a huge autograph guy.
That's shocking.
I did have season tickets for the Knicks. I had one seat for myself and two other buddies each had a seat, and we'd sell them or go together. And I went to a game, I think it was 2014. And there's a spot, I'm a huge guy that goes in for introductions, so I watch the player warm-ups. I go as soon as you can get in. And I went down to a spot where the players come out or go back into when they get introduced or go off the court. And I wanted to give Carmelo Anthony a high five.
Okay.
So I went down.
That might be worse than trying to seek his autograph,
actually. How old were you?
2014, so 28. So I went down to this area, and it's seats, but it's in the 100 levels. You're supposed to have a ticket to show there, but I got in. And I'm down there, and I'm the first one there, so nothing weird. I'm watching warm-ups, whatever. And then, time builds. They're coming off the court at a certain time. And as things start to fill up, I notice there are only children around me. So I'm talking 8 to 12 years old, 8 to 13, 14 maybe. Very young people. And I still have the best seat. So I am standing.
You're ready boxing out. Yeah.
I am boxing out with elbows. I am Kevon Looney, Kevin Love, any prime Kevin Love, Dennis Rodman.
Of all the rebounders in the world.
Looney, anyone you want to see in the paint? Well, at least in the finals. Right now.
Chamberlain.
So I am blocking that seat out. So I actually do
be up
give,
to Tommy.
I do give Carmelo a high five. But after it, I felt what? I'm too big for this. I looked around when he was coming off the court. It was only kids. I deprived the child of their experience. I think adult autograph seekers are the worst. No offense to Jersey Jerry, who I love, but you can't do that. Adult autograph seekers who willingly know that they're doing this repeatedly.
Mm-hmm. All right, Nick?
Nah.
You're thinking about getting caught.
Che, you forgot the other matchup. It's walking in on your best friend fucking your wife, and he forgets your name.
Oh, yeah, what's your name? I forget. What is it?
Over autographs.
Stewie, how would you feel?
It's that.
It's and it's brutal. Tommy?
Yeah, this is easy. It's that.
Yeah, you
it's
can
a long scenario.
Sell an autograph for some money, and so it's that.
Yeah, this is the easiest one we've ever had. Nobody had to delegate on it whatsoever.
Coley,
if you could sell the autograph, you could sure as shit sell this screenplay to every studio in Hollywood.
So, Coley, what would you have picked then?
There's nothing I hate more. The only thing I would hate more is if my best friend was an adult autograph and I came home and he was just slamming my wife and she had a Mike Trout autograph. Yeah. Over.
Elijah Wood.
Oh, man, that'd be even worse. Okay, so now we're going into the championships, or the playoffs, rather. First off, Coley, Jack Joyce and his motorcycle from Best Combos
Monster
versus...
Truck, Monster Truck, please.
Sorry.
Monster Truck.
Monster Truck versus Cigarette Butt Sex from Best Athlete Names.
Well, now that you say it, I'm sure Jack Joyce, like how a fighter pilot can hit an eject button and parachute out. I feel like he has a motorcycle that he can ride out of his...
Like Batman.
His monster truck.
Like Batman.
So, yeah, that.
All right, Owen.
That
that specific scenario.
Yeah.
I forget. It was Jack Joyce.
It's cigarette butt sex versus Jack Joyce in his monster truck.
I voted against Jack Joyce last round.
I think you did.
Big mistake. Jack Joyce in the monster truck.
I'm going to go cigarette butt sex here. I was on that bracket. Fuck. I wasn't on the other one. It's really as simple as that.
Cigarette butt sex riding a monster truck would actually be pretty sick.
He seems to be an attendance game for you.
Yep.
Nick.
I think Jack Joyce edges him out on the fact that he's real. Mm-hmm. That's huge for me.
That is a big deal. Yep. Who'd you have picked, Jay?
Well, maybe real.
A low-key Kyle, are you just realizing cigarette butt sex isn't real?
Yeah. what do you... Is it? I didn't... Yeah, I don't know.
Not real. You thought
Big T made him up.
Yeah, Big T like invented him.
Well, I didn't... It was hard for me to imagine.
So,
this is a tough look.
There was a baseball player that we had on the bracket. His name was Cannonball Titcomb. And Big T
came real?
Up, that is real? That is real.
Let's add that.
No, well, that lost.
What?
Cannonball Titcomb.
Titcomb?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he lost to cigarette butt sex because Big T was like, well, everyone had a weird name back then, you know, like cigarette butt sex or whatever. And died laughing.
Okay, so there is no Jefferson cigarette.
No, there isn't. I made up. That was the only
fucking
source you found.
You, bro.
I didn't believe butt sex was government.
The only sources you found when you Googled it was a Reddit thread from the LCB Reddit and then my blog talking about how he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And how he was a Nazi sympathizer. Like the first paragraph.
Cannonball Titcomb. That's a solid.
It is.
I went to college with a friend named Titcomb. Last name Titcomb.
Last name. It's solid. Last
and
name.
Again, you and Spider were friends with some kid who owes his
name. Oh, Archangel.
Seraphim.
It was a guy named Seraphim. I
just went golfing with Seraphim this weekend. He's doing Kevin Seraphim.
No, his first name.
Seraphim, not Seraphim.
36-foot wings.
Yeah.
Is he good? What's he doing?
He's doing great. He works in an accounting firm.
You don't want to dox him, so if you Google,
that's like so easy to figure out.
He's found
him. It was Fordham too, right? So he's probably at a big four. EY,
like
PwC
or something. Like,
yeah,
he's the Matt.
All right, KB.
I voted Jack Joyce, right?
Mm-hmm. You did vote. You
I voted cigarette.
Oh, you voted cigarette butt sex. That's it. Sorry, Nick.
Jack Joyce,
4-1.
Jack Joyce is moving on, but Che, I'm assuming you voted for your boy.
Yeah, he's not my boy. I went to high school with him. Underrated cool part about Jack Joyce's monster truck was purple.
Yeah.
I remember Twisted Metal 2, Thumper.
Yeah.
The hearse, who had a very cool shadow bomb, was purple.
Mm. Yeah, I played his Axel.
You were an Axel guy?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's never been more disappointed in you.
Were you Dalsum in Street Fighter?
I never played Street Fighter.
Interesting. Oh, Jay can't believe it.
I would have been Dalsum. That would have been awesome. He's like a tribesman, right?
An Indian guy.
Yeah, he's Indian. Yeah,
sure.
Native American.
No, he's like Indian.
No, like from India.
Yeah. Tommy.
Woof. Oh, no.
It's the anti-Christopher Columbus.
All right, Jay, you get to go first in the next round. Round Gary versus Unfuckable.
Calling Gandhi a Native American.
Slumdog. Native American.
Jay, what was Round Gary even from? I was Best Circular Thing.
Circular Thing.
Versus Unfuckable from Best Insult.
Oh, wow.
We got to go Shaq Mason here. RG, right guard, Round Gary.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, he's right.
That's right.
We're all thinking.
Nick.
Someone had to say it.
It's Unfuckable. It opened my eyes to like things could be worse. I'm a curmudgeon. I'm a pessimist. I'm a dickhead. I suck. But when I realized that somebody could be called unfuckable and like the person that says it means it, I realized things aren't all bad for me.
Can we get a zoom in on Tommy's face, Goochman? Just like as we go through Unfuckable. Anyway, Tommy, you're up. Unfuckable versus Ron Gary.
Cool and shit. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, it's not called the Unfuckable chat. It's called the Round Gary chat. And every time we talk about Unfuckable, it makes me feel really sad and bad about myself and pathetic and worthless. So
Unfuckable,
Round Gary.
Unfuckable chat is every one of his Tinder matches, basically.
that's what that is.
Yeah.
So I'll go Round Gary. I mean, he's the OG, the RG.
KB.
The distance between ugly and unfuckable is like the earth to whatever is the Milky Way distance away from the Milky Way.
Andromeda, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. It's unfuckable.
Unfuckable. It's 2-2 right now. Owen.
Kyle, just to put that into perspective, what's the difference between bad looking and ugly?
Bad looking to ugly is like Neptune to Mercury.
Okay. Then ugly to unfuckable.
Standard unattractive to unfuckable, it transcends distance.
Like trillions of astronomical units.
Scientists can't quantify
it.
It
can't be measured, even estimated.
So we're going to have to do this again, Goochman, for the edit.
So someone who's just
unfuckable Tommy can.
Someone who's just not that unattractive, right, probably rarely has sex. The distance between that and unfuckable.
Right.
Yeah.
I am.
So another for unfuckable, Owen.
It's unfuckable.
Yep.
I think Round Gary probably gets a little bit of puss.
Yeah.
For sure.
Unfuckable.
Even if he pays for it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You should only be that if, like, quadriplegic, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Coley, unfuckable versus Round Gary.
Unfuckable is devastating. Truly.
Yep.
I mean, as Nick said, there's no way to continue life after someone said that to you.
Uh-huh.
Round Gary changed my life for the better once he was introduced it. So I'm going to stick with the positive here and not the profound negative that is unfuckable, and I'm going to stick with Round Gary.
Game 7.
Yeah, all right, so it's down to me, Round Gary versus unfuckable. I think between the two, the only thing that's going to take me over the edge for Round Gary is the fact that he is like literally the namesake.
Mind you, here comes Rudy again.
Yeah, here's Rudy. Rudy has unbelievable timing. It's incredible. Yeah. But I'm going to vote for Round Gary and send it on. So now,
thank God,
you get to go first. Coley, Round Gary versus Jack Joyce and his monster truck.
Good grief.
I'm still thinking about Liz getting fucking demolished.
Yeah. Imagine.
Oh, by a monster truck?
Yeah.
Round Gary driving a monster truck, hitting Liz.
It leaves like cracks on her face.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just for that to be the winner.
Oh, my God. All right. Coley.
Yeah, no, that's all I can think about now. Round Gary. And then he backs up to ask Stephen Jay if he has hair in his ass. Rerunning over Liz.
And then Chase says, yeah. And then Jack Joyce is like, that's weird. Drives
away. And burns out.
He's wearing a Cookie Monster hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, these are. This is Brady Manning AFC Championship. Like, it feels like the Super Bowl, despite only having the chance to play in the Super Bowl.
Oh, I disagree. I think we have quite a championship coming.
I agree.
On the other side, it's going to be nuts.
It's going to be nuts.
I agree, but these two bring me just so much goddamn joy. Man, I'm using my one to abstain per show.
Yeah. Been a while since we had one of those. Mm-hmm. All right, Owen. Round Gary versus Jack Joyce.
Round Gary because he's real.
We do have confirmation that Round Gary is a human being. Like, we have a picture of him for a group chat. We posted him everywhere. He's a real guy.
Yeah. And Jack Joyce had a Grand Cherokee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grand Indian.
KB.
Jack. It's Round Gary. It's Round Gary.
Round Gary, the most circular
it's
being.
RG.
RG3, you can send it home, Nick.
That's funny.
nothing says you thought something was funny. Like
a 10-second delay.
That was funny.
I was laughing at RG3.
Oh, I thought you were laughing at his delayed Cherokee joke.
That was funny.
2012. Yeah.
That's right.
For Trent Richardson.
What? It's got to be Round Gary.
Yeah. Number one seed, Round Gary, moving on. Who would you have voted for, Che?
As a classmate of Jack Joyce, I have no choice but to vote for Round Gary, who is the rightful winner of this brand.
Wow. Admirable.
All right, Che, you go first on the other side.
Also, Che, how are you feeling? You drunk?
It's wearing off a little bit. I feel good. I was definitely very drunk.
Water's helping.
An hour ago, yeah. I've been drinking a lot of water. TB12 Benefit, shout out Alex Guerrero.
It's like you've had not a lot of water at all. It's battle number two.
Yeah.
Slumdog Millionaire is about Kyrie Irving visiting the Sioux tribe.
Jesus Christ.
There it is.
All right. Che, you get to vote first. Men versus Hey Arnold with the Cookie Monster flat brim. Men. from Best M Things, and Hey Arnold with the Cookie Monster flat brim from Best Hats.
Hey Arnold, Arnold Shortman didn't have a dad because he was.
And we will.
Man did fail him in that respect.
Scientific
that will story. Knock some points off.
Mm-hmm. But he did have a great man in his grandfather who raised him along with his grandmother.
This feels like a.
I feel like you're not factoring Oscar in.
You're he not was factoring Oscar.
Oscar also a man.
You take the money.
I mean, he was in.
That was
the,
Mr.
He
Wynn.
Lived. Technically, lived with him.
Wait, no.
What type of building was that?
It was a boarding house.
Yeah,
boarding house.
All right, I'm gonna have to go men here just due to
here you go.
Mr. Shortman's absence is a big gaping hole in this argument.
Mm. It is huge. We've all been talking about it. Nick.
So you're going with Arnold, Gerald,
you're going
Sid.
With men because Stay hey, Arnold
a man
didn't
was
have a father
because of the lack of a man.
The lack correct, of a man, he's correct, going men.
Correct.
But
I don't know how much
the best part of Hey Arnold was the men. Dino Spumoni, for Christ's
nice
sake.
Stupid kid.
Helga.
Pigeon man.
Total cunt.
Yeah, but Olga.
Bob Pataki.
Big Bob.
Bob Pataki was
Beeper
awesome.
Bob. Yeah. A lot of men. Yeah.
What was the baseball player's name?
There the size discrepancy between the third and fourth graders was like 30
Arnold,
years.
Arnold to Wolfgang was insane.
Yeah.
Well,
it's men.
Oh, no. Mickey Kaline Sr.
Mickey Kaline. Who was the name of the mailman was very funny, too. The Hate the Snow guy.
Hate the Snow.
Asian
hate
guy?
The hate the, no, he's
no,
black.
No, black.
Black.
Asian guy was Mr. Nguyen. He was a very good country singer.
Vietnamese country singer.
Does anybody remember anybody
great episode.
Remember the name of the school they went to?
PS 118.
Correct.
Yeah, we know this shit. So fucking good at Hey Arnold. Nick, man versus Hey Arnold.
It's man.
I mean, Hey Arnold is a man.
Written by man.
Yeah.
Based off of, I think, a
man.
He said he didn't base it off of a specific city. It was very obviously New York.
It is New York.
I think it was New York.
Remember the episode where the city flooded and it was like they flooded up to like the fucking, like the, like the skyscrapers and shit? That was an interesting one. And then it froze, I think. I forget what happened.
They're ice skating on it.
Yeah, they're ice skating on it. Yeah. All right, Tommy.
Whether it's Hey Arnold or any TV show, movie, piece of cinema, my favorite
that's good.
Characters are always the men.
Yeah.
I dislike the women characters. Why? Because they are women.
Yeah.
I like the men because they are men.
It's impossible to relate to them.
Exactly. Yes. You Girl is impossible. I just skip through the Jess scenes.
Yeah.
Nick and Schmidt ham it up with Coach and Winston. It is. It's men.
Maybe.
Pretty.
Yeah, it's man.
Men's gonna move on. Owen,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, Cole, you were voting for men, I'm assuming.
But I was not. I don't get the. Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't. I'm still lost with Stephen Chase.
Yes,
it did throw me off.
All right, you get to go first in the next one, Coley. Caught sleeping with, catching your friend sleeping with your girlfriend, and then he forgets your name. Versus the number 7 seed Wizard of Fries.
I mean, do we even need to go around?
Yeah.
I think we could just move it straight on. Yeah.
Avalanche.
Okay. So, Coley, you could just do the next one then. It's getting caught catching your friend sleeping with your girlfriend and then you forget your name versus men.
It's tough.
This is a good one.
Yeah, this is tough. Yeah.
Steven, if Arnold had a dad, he would have beaten men?
It would have been a lot closer.
So one man would have beaten all men.
I mean, it would have been a lot closer. It wasn't really that close.
Did Batman come into play?
All men.
All men came into play?
Infuriatingly stupid statement when you're clearly not talking about all men. If you're only talking about, hey, Arnold's dad, right?
Versus all men.
He's got a point, Owen.
Okay.
What are you getting?
what do you understand here, Owen? We all get it.
Yeah. For sure.
The tough part with this matchup is the only way you'd be angry is if your best friend was a man.
Yeah.
You think it's cool if it was a woman.
Oh, not bad. What a great scene to walk into.
Awesome. They're scissoring each other's pussies.
Oh.
I'm not convinced that's a real thing.
Okay, no.
That's right, I can promise.
No.
You got it.
No,
can't.
No.
Oh, my God.
You're not convinced what's a real thing.
No. There it is.
Lesbians. He doesn't believe in
them. No. Lesbians for sure, but scissoring?
You don't.
Has anybody seen this performed?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Porn,
yes.
Man.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, well.
So many websites.
Let's pull it up. We'll watch.
No, want to watch some scissoring, Jay?
It just, the shapes doesn't make sense to me.
They're not circular, I can promise you that. It's the scissoring.
But are they deriving pleasure from this, or is it more of a...
They're getting pleasure.
Yes.
Remember how... Visual tactic, like painting a fence with the...
It's like yoga?
Do you remember when Tommy talked to us about jerking off like a nub, like he did the little rub thing?
Was a DJ spinning...
He's rubbing his dickhead. Like, that's what they do with their pussies and on their clit, and it feels good.
By scissoring, you mean like this, right?
Yes,
like
correct.
The legs are like this.
Yes.
Mm. I bet that.
No dice for you?
I got to do some research.
By all means.
Sure do.
I don't know what that means. But like I said.
It's men, for work, I swear.
Men would be the ones to do this to another man, which is a huge red flag against them. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with your best friend having sex with your wife and then forgetting your name.
I didn't know we were like lauding this as a possibility.
That it's a woman?
It's ever like a thing that's ever happened.
Oh, like that the actual situation has ever happened.
Yeah, it could ever happen.
Well, I think
the name forgetting part is the part that wouldn't happen.
Yes.
And this is, that's part of the disrespect.
Yes. All right, KB, or sorry, Owen.
I'm still completely lost. The best men? I don't get that.
Best? We did this.
I know, but like, how is this gone so far?
What's better than men?
What's better than men?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we were just saying that.
Men versus mammaries in the last round, and then men won. Because we said if mammaries wouldn't exist, if it wasn't for men.
Hmm. I don't know. Like, I like women, too.
Yeah. Well, men are the clear-cut winner.
Get them out of the room. Get them out.
Well, I don't know. We usually vote for the funny ones, and one is walking in on your friend fucking your girlfriend, and he forgets your name.
And men,
or
is
we
the
could
best
keep passing it around and keep saying like, boys. I don't know. I would vote for the walking in on the friend.
Didn't you just go to darts on Saturday?
Yeah.
What is that to do with the? Oh, for the men part of it.
Men
part of it. There was two or three women there that kind of brought down the vibe. To be honest.
Really,
yeah.
Oh shit, they always have that effect.
It totally brought down the vibe, no offense, Owen.
Fair.
KB, men versus walking in, or
yeah, one I can't even like properly fathom. So it's the disrespect walking in on the your best friend fucking your wife. He acknowledges you but forgets your name.
It's so disrespectful.
And he has a tiny penis.
Yes.
And he's fucking her poorly.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson.
And he still forgets your name and doesn't even hesitate.
Was that canon that Deshaun Watson had a tiny dick?
I mean, Chabe's been zoomed in on his dick all morning.
Did you see it?
No.
No, he was
fascinated by the fact that a flaccid penis isn't as big as an erect one.
Erect one, yeah.
Yes.
He's not hard. Not everyone's bricked up all the time.
We can't see your cock right now, can we?
Ninth grade geometry class.
Yeah.
Is he fucking? No, he's fucking her poorly, but she was enjoying it.
Yeah, but she's enjoying it more than she has sex with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of his personality.
Yeah.
I mean, I think to Coley's point, men, as perfect as we are, there's one flaw. It's that sometimes we fuck our best friend's wife and forget our best friend's name. And at the end of the day, that
is
more just, even though it's abstract and you can't wrap your head around it, whereas you can feel men. It's concrete. You can feel it. You can wrap your legs around it. I'm going to go with disrespect of the forgetting your wife's name. Or
it's going to move on, but Nick?
I'm trying to think of a situation where that could be real, and it would have to be the biggest fucking loser of a guy.
Yeah.
He does not have any guy friends.
His best friend is just one guy.
It's one guy that he's met once. So that guy meets his wife out somewhere.
That actually could happen.
Just like, oh my god, like you were my best friend.
It would be
my
like an I love you man situation.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
It could happen.
That's the only way that makes that plausible, and that would
really
be.
Ooh, what if his best friend's his dad and he has Alzheimer's?
Yeah.
Oh
man.
Who are you?
I got no.
I don't remember you at all. I remember your wife though.
If your best friend is a running back who got drafted in the first round,
god.
He's probably very concussed.
He is.
So it could happen there as well.
Jay?
To Coley's point, I'd like to shout out, I do like running backs that have been drafted in the first round. I like Leonard Fournette, who is one of my favorite players, but I don't like the decision made.
Of course.
Okay, he's makes on the sense. Team.
I just want to clarify that. That's important. The freaking name, Sleeping Wife.
Sleeping Wife thing, yes.
Yes.
All right, well, you get to vote first in our finals. Getting caught sleeping with your best friend's wife and forgetting their name versus Round Gary. Battle of the Titans. One seed versus the two seed.
I mean, have you guys seen Are You Afraid of the Dark? The
yes.
glasses yeah. will be forever burned in my memory. Very round spectacles. Probably the most round I've ever seen.
This is just not the same just, Round Gary.
I think you just proved that you know one of the words in the title of the, of the question. Yeah.
That's where it originated, no?
No.
No. Round Gary?
From Are You Afraid of...
Couldn't be less.
No, he was fake. You just
He's not a real person.
I think you just convinced yourself.
What was the Are You Afraid of the Dark tidbit?
The main host's name was Gary, and he had very round glasses. That was the clip.
That's
you thought we were talking about
the what? Whole time?
Not that guy, necessarily, but the fact that he had round glasses and his name was Gary. That's where the Round Gary chatter divulged was, from.
Did we ever not bring that up?
I do not know. I think Coley just literally just
said
Round
How did you even know
Gary
that?
At one point.
How did you remember that?
Gooch, help me out.
Gooch is...
It was brought up, and then quickly... developed into
correct.
Round Barstool Round Gary.
Correct. I know Barstool okay. Round Gary is a different guy.
I apologize. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
All right, so you're going with Round Gary, Che? Getting caught. Sleeping
yes.
with your best friend's
Barstool
wife.
Round. I mean, it's the name of our group text. Has to be.
Nick.
This whole thing was a waste of time. Round Gary.
Round Gary. Tommy.
No, who would never sleep with his best friend's wife and then forget her name?
Yes, he would.
Oh,
yes,
Round
he would.
Gary.
Yes, he would.
Round Gary is a great friend. Yeah. Round Gary is a great friend.
That's what he has you thinking.
He would never do that.
Mm. I don't think he'd ever get caught. He's sly. He wouldn't let you get... He wouldn't want to hurt your feelings.
Like, he's a good guy, and considering you're unfuckable, wouldn't you want him fucking your wife?
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, look, if I could give my wife... I physically am unable to fuck my wife, obviously.
No, she's unable to be fucked by you.
Right.
Who do you think will be your champion when you do get married?
Who will fuck my wife?
Yeah.
Probably Round Gary.
Yeah. Can we dub over that clip of that girl saying she would fuck her ex with Round Gary? Goochman?
Quiggs, can we get a woman's pussy, like Neo's mouth in that interrogation when Tommy's around?
Yes.
just close.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's a bridge I'll have to, like, you know, in a serious relationship, you have to be eventually like, hey, just so you know, I'm incapable of fucking you.
Wrong. Mm-hmm.
You're incapable of getting fucked by me.
There it is.
Both.
And then she'll be like, well, that doesn't make any sense. And I'll put on a hat and she'll say, oh,
yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Rudy walks by again. It's red.
Oh, my God.
Every time we mention it, Rudy, come in here. Come in here. It is. Okay, so Rudy, we're doing a bracket of bracket winners, and we have brought up Unfuckable, which is a winner. We've brought it up, I think, like 4 or 5 times now. Every single time we've mentioned it, you have walked by. It is incredible timing. Every single time we have brought it up, you have walked by.
Really? So the Matrix is glitching.
Right, yes. And so we were talking about who will Tommy's champion be whenever he settles down with a woman who will fuck his wife for him.
Because she's incapable scientifically of getting fucked by.
Right, so
you specifically.
You need to like hire a stud, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saying maybe Round Gary, who you might not be familiar
Round
with.
Gary.
Yeah.
Well, here's my question with that is, do you find someone who has better genetics than you, or do you try to find like a perfect match?
Well, you want someone to seed his wife, is you're saying.
Yes.
I'd like to try and find the opposite.
We're talking about just fucking her for pleasure.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
It's Tuesday night and she wants some dick who comes over and gives it to her, because I can't.
Okay.
Your baseline is unfuckable. You can't punch down or even punch even.
Right,
you have
true.
To find someone.
Yeah, you operate in a dimension that doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're like the void of fucking.
Would any of you like to be my champion?
Your wife would probably be ugly.
Yeah. if she's settling down, if she's settling down with a guy, she physically can't fuck. There's no way she has other options.
What would be your rate? Like, what would you be willing to
You're going to pay someone for this?
Or? Yeah.
I'm not going to. I mean,
she should pay for it at least.
I'm going to fuck my wife. If she wants the dick, go get it, bitch.
Trying to think of who it would even be. I can't think of like what, because it's like you were saying, like, you can't.
She's going to be hideous.
Yeah, well, obviously, yes. But, like, we need someone, like KB was saying, that's, like, relatively close to your level.
Not possible.
Which is not possible.
Not possible.
Which is
right.
Thing.
No.
Here's what I was thinking. You know who's someone that always shows up for me? He's a great friend, and he never lets me down, that I think would do the same for you, would be Fastooli.
Stooley yeah. would.
Stooley would be a great stud.
With a smile on his face.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Eva! Eva! He's like,
should we get Stooley in here? Ask if he'd be comfortable doing that?
Never.
No.
Yeah, I don't think
the answer is already yes. You don't even have to ask.
I feel like he would say no out of loyalty. Like, yeah, to the stool.
But the true loyalty would be to fuck my wife.
Yeah, that's fair. If you really, really wanted it. Would you watch?
She has a thing for guys with Viva tattoos.
Well, every girl has a thing for guys with Viva tattoos. Yeah. All right, so you would vote for Round Gary.
We're going Round Gary here.
Yeah. KB?
Yeah, it's Round Gary.
Round Gary. Owen?
Round Gary.
Coley?
Liz getting hit by a car.
Liz getting hit by a car, yeah.
I have no idea what this draft is
like. Okay, just for a minute, Rudy, just picture to yourself Liz getting pulverized by a car, a moving car.
A purple monster goes, like, truck.
She gets flattened into a one-inch thick, like, board, and she's like this, and she has, like, tire tracks on her face.
Like Looney Tunes style.
Yeah, like Looney Tunes style, yeah. Okay. Should that not win this bracket, probably?
Well, hold on. I'm trying to guess, like, what the context is based on those two things. Like,
yeah, sure.
What I want to do. What is the first thing you said that people were voting on?
Round Gary.
Round Gary or walking in on your best friend fucking your wife, and he forgets your name when he sees you.
Yeah.
So this has to be just the worst things.
So it's keep going. This is,
read them off.
Wait,
the rest
we should give them
the worst thing about Round Gary.
So no, we're doing, just so you know, we're doing a bracket of bracket winners. So all these choices have won a bracket. So try to guess which each of those options came from.
Okay, what are my options again?
Round Gary.
I still don't know what that is.
It's a Barstool Round Gary.
I don't know what that is. Am I supposed to know what that is?
Yeah. He's been here since like November.
Yeah.
Round Gary. Okay.
He's the rotund guy.
Yeah,
okay, got it. And then what's the other one?
The other one is catching your best friend fucking your wife, and then he forgets your name.
Okay, so I would guess like something along the lines of the catching your friend fucking your wife is and forgetting your name is something along the lines of like life ruiner, and then the Round Gary one is best nicknames.
You're on the right track.
Wrong.
Off the track.
Most disrespectful things, and then best circular things.
Circular things.
Oh, got it.
That oh, Rudy,
is
how
a perfect circle.
How circular would you say dogs' bellies are when you pet them?
Not very. They're more like if anything.
Okay, wait. Okay, then wait. Can I let me read
what about
this?
A fishing rod?
Yeah. What about a fishing rod when you catch a fish?
Those are like, if anything, like oblong or like. Half moons.
All right. Well, then, how about a football helmet?
That's not very round either.
What about cat's
very round?
Cat's back when you pet it.
These are the most like fringe circular things.
These were all Stephen Che's suggestions for best circular.
Yes,
a football helmet is very round.
Not
look at one over there. Extremely round.
It is round.
It's round and circular aren't necessarily the same thing.
In the things you just listed, that is by far
most close to circular.
Closest to being a very round object. The other ones you said were at the fringes of what would be considered a circle or anything spherical.
Can we just give him all the chain?
You have to understand, though, this chains? Man has hair on his asshole.
I kind of want to just read.
Do you have hair on your asshole?
Yeah, I got.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, of course.
Every human
everybody does.
I've tried to get in there before, and it's just like, it's just out of sight, out of mind for me.
Yeah.
Yep. I stop where my vision ends.
Yeah,
wait,
smart.
Yours was in sight? Your asshole hair grew in sight?
No, I never could see it.
Okay.
Without a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How many times in your life do you think you've seen your asshole?
How many 10 years? Oops. How many years would you...
How many times in your life have you seen your asshole?
How many times in my life have I seen my asshole? Probably 50.
Wow.
Jeez, 50 times?
Dude. Twice a year.
What?
Fuck.
What
the fuck,
yeah, probably.
We were saying, like, you see it once every 10 years, probably.
I actually probably see my asshole twice.
You're on, like, daylight sleep.
Walk me through that, please.
Yeah, dude.
You have to set your ass back.
Are you on all fours?
And fourth.
No,
and
like,
forward.
You just hop out of the shower and the mirror's there. You just got to make sure your asshole's good.
How wide is your asshole?
No, you turn around and
what? Well, you pull around.
That was an unrelated question.
You just pull your cheeks apart and take a peek. And then also, like, well, this isn't seeing my own asshole, but in hockey locker rooms, I've seen a bunch.
Okay, you spread your cheeks to wipe standing up.
I'm not looking at it.
Okay, but you gave him a stink face that he was spreading. Like, you...
I'm not looking at it.
You gotta change that. That's bad.
It's bad.
Why?
It's gross.
You're smashing your poop cheeks. I have changed it. I'm a hybrid now. I do the bottom, the sit down, and then I do the stand up in both ways.
You cannot get any leverage standing up.
Get a bidet, Che.
Remember my dad taught me that when I was a kid. He's like, you're never, ever going to stand up to wipe again.
Wow.
He like saw me do it, and he's like, don't.
Started
ever,
young.
Don't.
But I already sit down to wipe. Therefore, my butthole's already cleaner, and then I do an extra level.
Imagine like cleaning your kitchen.
Did you do this?
Cleaning it again.
Always, yeah, or did you start doing this when we talked about it?
What?
Did you do this always, or is this a new method?
No, this is a new method.
So you have to acknowledge that your method was broken if you adopted a new one.
Of course, I adapted.
But so I don't understand if your butthole's already clean, why are you doing the standing knee at all?
50 times?
Yeah, I'm still kind of shocked by that.
I think I've seen my butthole 50 times. I don't think that's crazy. You guys should look at your buttholes more.
We estimated, I think we agreed on 2 to 3.
No.
Yeah.
Times in our lifetime.
Yeah, lifetime, we're saying, not per year.
I'm okay being the outlier on this. I think that more people should examine their buttholes.
I'd go maybe 10. I'd go more than 2 or 3, not 50. Is butthole cancer a thing? No, right?
It's colon cancer.
Yes. Cancer, yeah. Or you could have a hemorrhoid.
Colon is inside of your body.
Prostate. Yeah, but that's part of your, it's connected to your
prostate
butthole.
Cancer.
But if you have prostate cancer, you cannot see that from the outside, correct?
I don't think you can see.
Your butt ring turns darker.
Does it?
Like the Xbox rings of death.
Yeah, no, there's
a much like
that. Oh my god.
Yeah, there's an engine.
Fuck. That's it. That's the bracket. Fuck, that was really good. All right. We'll be back next week with a bracket of Cheyenne games. Until then, remember, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe and subscribe on Spotify, all that other shit too. See you next time.